Officials at a wastewater treatment plant in Valdosta made Florida health officials aware of the spill Friday. The Florida Department of Health issued an advisory shortly after, saying the water presents several health hazards to humans. DOH Dr. Karina Blackmore says she's waiting on the results of another state department's water test before lifting the warning.
The Florida Department of Environmental Protection is the agency that we work with, and they have done sampling, and we are expecting sample results here come tomorrow, and based on those, we will determine whether to lift the advisory or whether further sampling is needed.
This is the third time since 2009 that the same Valdosta wastewater plant has contaminated Florida waters. In fact, it's nearly a year to the day since the last time the plant unleashed a flood of sewage on the Suwannee and Withlacoochee Rivers. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the City of Valdosta, and the Georgia Department of Environmental Protection did not return calls for comment, and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency declined to comment on the spill. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.